Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
John chapter 8, verse 29. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. What a great verse. Think about this. Jesus is saying, the Father sent me, he's with me, he never leaves me alone, and I always do things that are pleasing to him. So I read that and I think, yes, there's a sense in which that was absolutely the description of Jesus's life. At the same time, it's also a description of how I'm intended to live and you're intended to live. Because Jesus has not left us alone. This is what he promised in the Great Commission. I will be with you. Jesus is with us through his Spirit in us. And then he says, I always do the things that are pleasing to the Father. Isn't this how we want to live? Don't you think about your day? Don't you want to please him all day long? Like, what would that look like for you and I to please God who is with us all day long with our thoughts and our desires and our words and our decisions? Oh, let's pray for that. God, we know, we believe, we trust that you are with us, that you have not left us alone. You who sent us are with us. And so we pray, please help us to do all day long today that which is pleasing to you. Lord, make our thoughts, our desires, our words, our decisions pleasing to you. May the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. We want you to be pleased in all that we do today, in the way we love the people around us, in the way we interact with our family, be pleased. In the way we work, be pleased. In the way we do whatever we do in our community or city today, where we go, the people we meet, God, we pray that you'd be pleased. And the things that others see and the things that no one else sees, God, we pray that you would be pleased. Be with us, just as you promise, and be pleased in us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.